Hi, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome to our home. TJ and Jody's house. I don't really know right now, Jody, whether or not the big voice guy person says, welcome to TJ and Jody's house, because we had to have all that stuff redone. Excuse me. And I don't know whether it's been redone or not.
Yeah.
Or if they just start music and it plays and we need to say, welcome to TJ and Jody's house.
So, right.
I don't know. You'd think I'd have a better handle on all that.
Are you supposed to have your earbuds in?
No.
Oh.
Do I usually have them in?
I feel like you do, but maybe not. You just do it to check it, right?
Yeah.
In the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's Jody's first day. So, welcome.
Thank you.
Sponsored by the wonderful people and business of Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress.
Yes.
So they're doing something really great, which, you know, just shows what kind of people they are. Mm-hmm. They are using their trucks at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress to deliver supplies to the flood victims of Hurricane Helene up in the mountains of North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And where are all the drop-off locations, did you say?
I think the Lowe's, YMCA, mm-hmm. and Josh's market,
yeah.
Farmer's Market, and maybe that's it. I don't know.
I thought you had a list earlier.
Well,
you can look it up.
Oh, okay.
We got time.
Okay.
I mean,
all right.
Obviously, we're not some slickly produced primetime TV show.
Mm-mm.
But I'm like, if we were,
oh, yeah.
I wouldn't be having to throw this over the monitor.
So, yeah, Lowe's YMCA, Josh's Farmer's Market, and Charlotte's Ski Boats. So if you just drop any of that off, then they're getting together and coordinating to put it in all their trucks and take it to the Western Carolinas.
And Jody found a new couch over there that she wants.
Oh, yeah, I do.
Yeah, it does look cool.
Doesn't it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I got to go over there and sit on that thing.
I don't know if there's a room in our house that would fit that couch.
I don't either.
It's huge.
Well, it was a sectional. Maybe they've got one that's not a sectional.
Yeah.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
We can just wait.
Yeah.
You know, until we wear out the furniture we've already gotten from there.
Right. Which my behind probably is wearing it out.
Mm. Yeah, I was going to say.
I know you were.
But any type of furniture you need for the bedroom, the living room, and of course the mattresses. They have the latest in the advanced sleep technology. So they started out as nothing but mattresses, and now they want everybody to know just how important their furniture is as mm-hmm. well. So that's why they changed the name from Sweet Dreams Mattress to Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress. So they have several locations in the Lake Norman area, but if you live in the entire Charlotte area, they can deliver to you with their top-notch delivery team.
Yes.
And they're family owned and operated. You'll love them. You know, we've talked about them for years, and we used them to buy our furniture way before we started advertising mm-hmm. for them. So Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, go to tjriggins.com/mattress. Sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Yes.
They require that I say that every time or they won't pay us. So sounds like a sweet deal to me.
Yeah.
Jody and I quarreled right before we started the taping of this podcast. Jody, I'm sorry we quarreled.
Uh-huh.
But I did something that was unforgivable, and I am so thankful that you have such grace for me.
You're welcome.
I left the light on in the pantry.
But I wish it had been the first time. But no. It's 1,000 times. Do you know how many times I get up in the morning and you've gone to work and it's on and I don't say a word?
Probably not in a year have I done that, because I make sure.
Negative.
I make sure that I go back and
at
check.
At least once a week.
Make sure I didn't leave a light on.
But I told him.
Not once a week. You're crazy.
No, I'm not. And
no way.
I told him too when I did it, when I went and turned it off. This is what a pain he is to live with. So I turned the light off. And I said, I bet you used to get in trouble for that when you were a kid, because he does it all the time. I come out of the pantry, he's gone, and he's flipped on the living room light, the foyer light, just to aggravate me.
Hmm.
Because he's so sweet like that.
But I do horrible things all the
time. Nobody says it's horrible. Don't be dramatic. I just said it's annoying.
Another thing that she is...
oh, my gosh.
...is rightfully upset at me about all the time and mistreats me over. We have a faucet in our kitchen sink that you can push the button to make it spray, or you can push the button to make it just come out in one one little waterfall thing.
Yeah.
And I am so just vicious sometimes
that I will
leave it in the spray mode instead of going back to the regular mode. And when Jody goes to turn it on, it's in spray mode. And
what is that? And then what happens to me when it's in spray mode?
Well, you get very upset.
I get wet.
No, so you don't.
Yes, I do. That is meant. It's got a handle on it where you pull it down, and then if you hit the spray thing to do it. But when it's sitting, you know, in its standard position, and you go to turn it on, it just sprays everywhere. So I get wet, and I'm not vicious. He's such a little baby.
We ought to be doing a benefit for you.
Why?
Because you have to live through such horrible tragedy.
Well, okay, maybe so. Nobody's saying it's tragedy. You're so...
I'm telling you, your theater... Actions, your reaction to it, Jody.
You're so theatrical. Oof. Anyway.
Well.
Lights on, sprayer on. What else?
I would like to say that I'll do better, but I've given those empty promises too much.
For years. And he's given those empty promises.
The only thing I would say that you need to do is escape. Escape my wrath.
Where do I go?
I don't know. Somewhere where they don't have an option for the water faucet and no lights.
Okay.
Maybe. Jody's got the house all decorated fall, you know, decor and pumpkins everywhere. And smelling like pumpkin spice candles.
Yes. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah. I pulled back, though. I didn't do as much this year.
I really wish, though, it would get cold now.
I know.
I mean, I want it to be cool.
It's supposed to be this week, though.
Well, what's in the 70s?
Like low 70s and 40s at night.
Yeah. Once you can't get a tan anymore, I'm through with the summer weather.
Okay.
You know, if you can't still go out and do summer activities and get a tan, then it might as well be 6 feet of snow on the ground.
But you've always loved fall.
Yeah, I do. I do. Because everything's so cool and crisp. And
weird.
Fall means family activities, you know.
Such as?
Well, ball games. You know, growing up, we didn't have a whole lot to do in my little town of Winfield, Louisiana.
Sure.
And the only thing the families had to do on the weekends usually was go to high school football games. Mm-hmm. And, you know, my parents having weenie roasts and marshmallow toasting in the backyard just for fun all the time. Can you imagine?
I tried to roll with that, but I just couldn't.
Can you imagine my family?
No.
God. They'd be stabbing each other with the coat hangers.
I was trying really hard. Oh, gosh.
Yeah, a Hallmark family, mine was not. I can tell you that.
I don't recall ever doing that in my family.
No. That's usually just TV things.
Yeah.
But we've done it with that
horse. We have.
Yeah. We got a fire pit.
Yeah.
Out there roasting weenies.
Yeah. We did all kinds of things with those little youngins.
Yeah. They've really been spoiled.
I know.
Oh, my God. I sound like Jose Menendez. These boys are spoiled.
Ooh.
We've been watching that still. And
I'm
here's
obsessed
the thing.
With it.
It's called Monsters or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we have
so
one
good.
Episode left. But Jody wants to save it because... She and my daughter, our daughter lives in Nashville. She's not even watching it with us. They are in the mindset whenever there's a show that they like, they don't want it to be over.
It's sad.
So we have an episode just sitting there waiting to watch.
But we'll watch it. I mean, either today or tomorrow.
Now me?
We know. You'll zip on through and go to the next.
I won't watch anything else until I'm finished with this with the series.
That's why when you find a show with like 7 seasons, nobody sees you for 7 months.
Well, I can go through a season, like a 7-season show in a couple of days if people just leave me alone.
What'd you do all day yesterday? What were you watching?
Football.
Oh, you didn't watch a show?
Yeah, there's this one show I started trying to watch. It's kind of a modern day Columbo type of show where It's this woman who is in the New York Police Department, and she acts really goofy and all, but she's a brilliant detective, and it's pretty easy, lighthearted watch.
Hmm.
It's called Elsbeth. Mm-hmm. Elsbeth. Yeah, but it's not the greatest acting and all that.
But don't,
like the Menendez thing, that's some good acting.
I'm telling y'all, I know a lot of people have watched it, but if you haven't, it is such good acting. I've never seen those kids that are on there
mm-hmm.
ever on anything, but they are phenomenal actors.
They are.
Oh my gosh. It's so good. And you know, when was that? 89?
Yeah, when it happened. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was I just graduated high school in May, and I guess it happened, right?
August,
yeah. I mean, I remember it, but I wasn't like enthralled in it. But I'm enthralled now. Now I'm going back and looking at stuff. And then I'm seeing now that they're going to have another trial at the end of November.
Yeah. Kim Kardashian has called for them to be released. And if Kim Kardashian calls for it, it'll get done.
I don't know. How do you feel about it?
So I believe they were molested in all those. I believe all those stories.
Wait, did you know all this in the 80s?
Oh, yeah. I've always been a news hound person.
But I didn't. I didn't know. But I was actually the killer parents.
Yeah. I was more into it up in, you know, when the trial started and all of that.
Uh-huh.
By the time all that started, it was 90 or 91, you know.
Yeah.
And, you can't kill your parents even though, you know, they molested you and all that. Would I want to if it were me and my parents had done to me what I think their parents did to them? Yeah, I would want to. But I wouldn't.
You have to restrain yourself. Yeah.
So yeah. Whenever you kill somebody, you have to pay a price for that, unless they are, you know, about to kill you in the moment.
Yeah.
I don't know that I believe they were afraid their parents were about to kill them. You know. That
yeah,
was part
I don't
of
know either.
But I don't want to tell too much about the show if you haven't seen it, because a lot of people haven't kept up with it over the
years.
So, you
know? I go back and forth of what I think. Like, you know, part of me is like, I see why they did it, and they've done their time, and I don't think they do it again. And then I'll watch something else, and I'm like, nope, I think they could do it again. Like, if you can do that like they did, I don't know.
Well, we know they'll never, ever kill their parents again, that's for sure.
Well, no, but they made somebody ill. I don't know. I don't know how to feel about it. It's so, it's just crazy and interesting to me.
Yeah.
And that one that plays Eric is a doll.
Yeah, our daughter thinks the one that plays Lyle is better looking, and Jody thinks the one that plays Eric is better looking.
Yeah.
So they're going to fight.
Yeah, Eric's a doll.
Jody and Lainey are going to fight. Lainey's going to kill her mama.
No, oh, gosh. Ooh.
That would be sad, wouldn't it?
Well, please.
Well, just because I said it doesn't mean it's going to happen. All right, we got to take a break. More coming up.
More from TJ and Jody's house is coming up.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ Bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, welcome back to TJ and Jody's house. So glad you're here, and thank you so much for your support. Mm-hmm. We love you, and we mean that.
Mean
each
it.
And every one of y'all. So, I've been having a little bit of a problem. I'm exhausted because, like last night, I didn't go to bed when I was ready to go to bed, because I've been suffering from, I think, what is called stressorrhea.
I cannot believe we're discussing this.
Well, I mean, I've had a lot of stress going on, anxiety, not really like the kids say, everybody's got anxiety, not like that, but just a lot of stress. And, I think that's caused, a little bit of a stomach issue with me. So last night, right as I was getting ready to go to bed, it happened. And then I said, well, I better not go get in the bed. Because if I do, then I don't know what would happen.
Yeah.
So I had to stay up until like 2 o'clock this morning before I felt it was safe to be able to go to bed. So now I'm struggling.
But you do like to stay up late on the weekends.
Yeah, but I didn't want to stay up because I had been up all night the night before, you know.
Oh, sick again?
Yeah.
Ugh. And, I think we might need to go to the doctor.
Well, no. Yeah. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I just had that colonoscopy not long ago.
Yeah. I don't know. I think your body is tired.
Yeah. I am just runt. Then we had two appearances Friday.
Yeah.
And that's Jody's first experience with being a broadcaster and having on location types of things. And Friday night, we were in downtown Mooresville, North Carolina, and we went to Jewelers on Main and Guns on Main.
Mm-hmm.
Same door, different floor. In other words, the same people on both.
Yeah.
And so when they had a free bourbon tasting thing down in the gun shop. And they kept saying, you want to go down there and get some of that bourbon? You want to go get some of that bourbon? And I was like, no, I don't think I should, you know.
Oh, yeah, that would be bad.
Plus, I haven't been able to really, really enjoy bourbon because it gives me heartburn.
Right.
So I'm just a mess.
Yeah.
But we ended up going out with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael and Jenny's parents because they were in town.
Mm-hmm.
And but then after that, I was so tired, and then I was up all night.
Yeah, you were so tired after we ate,
mm-hmm.
and then got home and not so tired.
I know. You know why? It's probably because I can't stop thinking about how I'm going to leave lights on and stuff to aggravate you.
Right. I can see that. I'm
just planning the mischief, the mischief.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know how you do.
Now, Jody has started her very first endorsement by herself, where she's doing, you know, commercials, ads for a product, yes, and all of that.
Yes.
And
listen, I'm not going to do this unless I like something.
Yeah, but the thing about it is that you're so good at doing your first little, you know, social media ad. She's never done that before, and okay, she did it, and it was great. People love it.
Okay, but I have a great coach here.
Oh, no.
And yeah,
no.
You are really good at that.
What did I do?
You show me what to do. You taught me how to talk. I mean, yeah. It only took like 20,000 takes, but we got it.
But, you know, I was going to be a teacher.
I know. And I think you would be great.
Yeah, not in today's school system.
No,
though.
Not today. And the parents would be. Yeah. So mm-hmm. Yeah. 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 In your younger years.
Yeah. Well, I could still teach at a private God-fearing school.
Yeah, okay.
Not any of these public communist schools.
Okay.
Anyway. But it was, though. It was really good.
Thank you.
Now,
it's not my
Jody has,
time.
Yeah. Jody has never, ever, even slightly wanted to be in the positions that she is in right now as far as doing this, like being on the air, being in front of a camera, being part of the business operation with, you know, accountings and things like that.
No.
And definitely not doing commercials by herself and all of that stuff. But
I'm doing it.
You know, 3 years ago, we started, you know, our business, and it's all hands on deck trying to make trying to eke out a living, you know. And mm-hmm. So being a family business, we had to bring the family in, and, you know, our kids are good for nothing, so they would never, they would just be in the way.
Right.
And so
here I sit. That's why you see my face every 5 seconds. I'm sorry.
And so when the business takes off, when we can get to a point that we're, you know, can relax a little bit, then my
goal. And I have stomach issues.
Yeah, when I don't have stressorrhea.
Yeah, stressorrhea.
Jody, my goal is for Jody to be able to step away and never consider what goes on again like you used to be.
You're right.
The household in, you know, accounting and all of that. But as far as business stuff.
I came to events back then, supported you, but no, not like this.
Yeah. Because, I mean, it's always been stressful, this business.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't, you know, I always try to shelter you from any
of that. Well,
there's
no shelter now.
And now there's not.
None.
So having said that, show them the shoes that you wear.
Yeah. So I know y'all saw on the commercial, but.
Maybe they didn't.
I don't know if you didn't, but this is Protégé, and they have several different types of shoes, but these are the stiletto, and these come in white, nude, or black. A woman engineer invented these, and she went to like a thrift store, and she got 20 pairs of shoes because she was so sick of her feet hurting in these heels. And so she took 20 pairs of shoes, and she just ripped them apart trying to figure out what she could do to make them not hurt. So they have a ton of padding here, tons. But to me, the biggest thing is this right here between the underneath the strap. It's almost like a flip-flop where you put your toe on one side and the other. And it keeps your foot from sliding.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like it's a huge thing of not making it hurt.
But she's not just an average woman engineer. She was fashion and an MIT trained engineer.
Right.
She's from MIT.
Right. So, I mean, the big test is going to be next weekend when I am going to wear these at a wedding, dancing. I mean, so far they feel great, but I'm just thinking if when I go to this wedding and I'm standing up all day, I mean, all evening, dancing will be the true test.
I want to know who you're going to be dancing with all day.
Whoever's all around me.
Hmm.
Yep.
And
isn't that cool?
Yeah, no, they're not cheap.
And this is so padded. No, they're not. But again, I think, you know, I had said before, it's like getting three different pairs of shoes because you can have this plain strap right here. And you know a strap, I mean, it changes the whole look of the shoe. Or you've got one like this that has the silver embezzlements on it.
Embezzlements?
Is that what you call it?
I think an embezzlement's when you steal money.
What do you call it? Embellishment.
I don't know if it's that either.
Right?
An embellishment is an exaggeration.
A jewel, whatever.
A spike.
And then this one is gold.
That could be, I mean, it could be what it's called.
What'd I call it?
You call it
an embellishment?
Embezzlement.
No, I said, I don't know what I said. Let me see. Let's see what that's called. So what would you say that is? What'd I call it?
You called it an embezzlement. an embezzlement.
Embezzlement. That's not it.
No.
No, it's a crime. Hang on. Embellish. I don't think that's what it's called
either. No, it's not called an embellishment either. I don't know what you're going for. But it's different.
Oh, it is an embellishment.
It is an embellishment?
Uh-huh. Okay. A decorative detail or feature added to something to make it more attractive.
All right. Well, then
embellishment, not
Wait. Now, if you said embellishment first, then...
I said embellishment?
No, I'm saying if you did... Then I'm the jerk. But if you said embezzlement first.
Oh, well, can't wait to go back and hear who said what. Because I said embellishment. I don't think I said embezzlement.
I think you did.
I did not, did I?
We'll find out. Somebody will let us know because I'm not going to go back and listen to it over again.
These embezzlements. No, I would have said embellishments.
I got some Chinese leftovers down there.
Oh, Lord. Anyway, this is why it took 25 takes for me to do one commercial.
No, you did a great. Listen. I've been doing this for a long, 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 long time. And it takes me sometimes a lot of takes to do stuff, especially on video.
Well, when you're going, okay, you got to do this. You got to do it in 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. My heart's racing and my mind goes blank and I can't think what I'm supposed to say. So yeah.
Then the website and all of that, of what we call the call to action. So you know that in the business, the call to action mm-hmm. in an ad is how when you're telling people how to get it.
Okay.
So the call to action is go to tjriggins.com/shoes and use the promo code TJ for 30. Is it 30%?
30% off. Yeah.
But anyway, I wrote that on a big piece of paper and I taped it to my chest. And I'm holding a phone like this. And then...
Because I couldn't wear glasses. I couldn't.
At first, I taped it to the phone.
Yeah.
And then when I would move the camera to go from the shoes to the straps, I would go move it like that. And when I did, that paper would fly up in front of the camera. So a lot of those takes were my fault.
Not being able to, it was a mess. Get
the technological things taken care of.
And those straps have embellishments.
Yeah, they have embezzlements on them.
They didn't know. I can't wait to go back and hear what I said first.
Embezzlements.
I wouldn't have said that.
Okay. Whatever.
I mean, dude. Yeah.
Sorry if I messed
That's
you
hysterical.
Up. So, tjriggins.com/shoes with the code TJ for 30% off.
Yep.
The embezzled.
Embellished
protege
straps.
Painless stilettos.
I think I'm going to get the black pair too.
Yeah, go ahead.
I love them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll wear the black too a lot. These I want to wear that I cannot wait till next weekend.
Okay. I'm sure it'll be sexy.
I'm sure it'll be so
You're
pretty.
You're taking so much attention away from the bride
with my protege shoes. That's right.
She's going to be mad at you.
I know.
All right, we got more coming up.
TJ and Jody's house.
This podcast is sponsored by IQBar. I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQBar plant protein bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQBars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ Bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter, hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
TJ and Jody's house.
Hey, here we are back at TJ and Jody's house. And, you know, I had somebody send me a DM, Jody, that said that they wonder when they watch the TJ and Jody's house on YouTube, what we're wearing, like what kind of pants we're wearing, if we're wearing pajamas. Or,
are they serious?
Yeah. I'm wearing gym shorts, white socks, these. Under Armour slides.
And I'm wearing faded men's Hanes Walmart sweatpants. And socks with neon green and my UGG slippers.
So
keeping it classy.
Basically, yes, we're wearing pajamas.
And I'm wearing a hoodie because I freeze in this house.
Because we're, you know, we are actually in our house.
Mm-hmm.
And so I guess I could have, you know, put on a little bit better of a, I don't know. I love this shirt.
I know. I love that shirt too.
Some
I have
tribute
one.
To one of the fallen U.S. Marshals from a few months ago.
It's so soft.
It is. And like I said earlier, I got some leftover Chinese from yesterday that I'm about to go tear up some leftover sesame chicken. I'm starving. Mm-hmm. And then I may just go to bed. It's Sunday.
Dang.
You know, we've talked about so many times on the podcast that we're going to be doing it during the week. We're going to be relaxed.
Oh my gosh, our week's getting bonkers for some reason.
I know, but
We have to start.
We've only done that a few times, and it's been really. We did it at that baseball field. That was on a Thursday.
That was fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We're going to be doing it on location too. We're going to go, but not like we're going to go and just do a 30-minute commercial for wherever we are. Not like that at all. We'll be just using different places as backdrops.
Yeah. You know?
Like we will go to sit on the furniture and set up a little set at Sweet Dreams Furniture and Mattress, and it'll probably be when they're closed or something. There won't be anybody in there, and we'll just be chilling for a different scenery.
We could do that anywhere, huh?
Yeah, we're going to do it.
If people allow us.
Yeah, we're going to do it at Blackfin Ameripub in the Valentine area.
So fun.
Of Charlotte.
Yep.
We like those people. They're new advertisers.
Yes.
It's a great place, and we're doing a big event for them, with them, for charity for the Tunnels to Towers program.
Can't wait.
Coming up next month.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Busy.
And we may even give away like some sort of a sweepstakes where we'll come and do TJ and Jody at your house.
Oh,
like we could go to somebody's house. Like maybe there's a single guy in his, you know, in his late 40s or something that doesn't get out very much. And, you know, he collects mannequins and something like that. And he would want us, maybe he would win and we could go to his house.
I'm not doing that.
And just chill for a little while. As a matter of fact, maybe you could go by yourself and do it.
Matter of fact, no. Mm-mm. No.
Mm-mm. Yeah. If we did that, you know, the winner would be something like that, like just something really weird that we would end up having to go do.
No.
Mm-mm-mm.
No, but we can go to places of business.
Yeah.
If they want us.
Mm-hmm. Especially if their place of business, you know, is really cool that, you know, we could get some perks out of.
That advertise.
Don't even have to advertise. Just, you know. If your business is hot tubs, and we could just go chill in a hot tub.
I'm not sitting in a hot tub and doing this.
You don't think that would be great?
No.
I tell you what, why don't y'all DM us some ideas of where you would like to see us on location.
Yeah.
What types of places? It doesn't have to be anywhere specific. Just what types of places you'd like to see.
Not a hot tub.
TJ and Jody's house on the road.
A spa.
What do we call it? TJ and Jody's away from the house.
Away from the house. Yeah.
The spa? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
But you don't like massages and stuff.
No.
What would you do at a spa? You'd get probably a facial.
I love a facial. Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Didn't know.
But we could even, you know, I even thought about, for a change of scenery, setting it all up in there where I do my political show, where we'd be sitting in front of the big American flag banner and all that.
Yeah, won't.
But.
I won't do that.
But we had to have everything put away the other day. We had people coming over and tear down every aspect of the set here and in my room in there and all that. It was a pain. And, you know, I couldn't remember, Jody, where I put the stuff away.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I put the microphone cords and everything because we were doing it in a hurry. In there in the...
Storage?
No, in the guest bathroom underneath the counter where the towels are.
Oh, my goodness.
We have weights on these tables that hold down the microphones so the table doesn't flip over. And we have books stacked up on there to keep the table from flipping. I put those in the bathroom in there just to get them out of the way.
Just be glad y'all can only see from our waist up because everything else is a disaster.
It is a mess. It's a mess. If you could look down into our living room, you know, you can see the ceiling and the chandelier and everything. But in our living room is like just bags of garbage and...
He's such a liar.
Rats. It looks like hoarders.
Yeah.
Hoarders.
Uh-huh.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Sickening.
Mm-hmm.
Sickening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, though, Jody, what I would like to do is once it starts getting cool, doing a lot of these outside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when it's... You know, we got to wear jackets and scarves and things like that.
Oh, no, not jackets and scarves. Maybe a hoodie, but I'm not going out there in jackets and scarves.
You make me sit out and eat in the heat.
I do not, because I don't do that anymore, because I don't like hearing about it.
I haven't said anything about it in years. You always look at me and go, is it too hot outside to eat for you?
You go, up to you.
And I'll go, no.
No, you go, up to you.
What's wrong with that?
Well, and then I say no inside.
Hmm.
No, I know up goes, to you means.
She goes.
When your mama used no, to say, "We'll, just we'll
eat
see
inside." No, well, I guess we'll just eat inside.
And you don't fight me on it either.
No.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, I do think like when it's really brisk, and maybe we could do it.
No.
Maybe we could do it at night around a fire sometime.
You won't be able to see.
Oh, yes, you could. That's we can weird. Plug these lights in, the same thing, just have a fire going.
Okay.
We could sing, mm-hmm. I almost said show tunes. I meant campfire yeah. songs.
Sing show tunes, please.
Campfire songs. Uh-huh. There's no business like show business, like no business I know.
Okay. You've been dying to get that out, I can tell.
No, I just did it. Just
no, your face with... was like so happy.
Oh, I just love that.
I know you do.
All right. We got to go. Thanks for watching and listening. Love you. Bye.
That's it for this week's edition of TJ and Jody's House. Take care, and we'll see you next week.